From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. After more than 3 years in captivity, 82 of the so-called Chibok girls kidnapped by the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram have been released. Military officials in Nigeria say the girls were released in the town of Bangui near the border with Cameroon. The officials said the girls would be flown to the capital of Borno State on Sunday. A government statement said the girls were released in exchange for some Boko Haram suspects held by Nigerian authorities. 276 schoolgirls were kidnapped from Chibok in 2014. 57 of them did manage to escape early in the ordeal. Another 21 were released last October after negotiations brokered by the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Swiss government. Boko Haram has waged an insurgency aimed at creating an Islamic State in Nigeria. Thousands of people have died and more than 2 million have been displaced by the conflict. The top U.S. and Russian military officials say they have agreed to revive a previous agreement intended to prevent any mid-air incidents by warplanes from the two countries flying over Syria. Statements in Washington and Moscow Saturday said U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford and his Russian counterpart General Valery Gerasimov agreed to fully restore the agreement on using Syrian airspace that had been in force from late 2015 through most of last year. Earlier this week, Moscow had said that U.S. coalition planes would not be allowed in so-called de-escalation zones established in mostly rebel-held areas of Syria. For more, visit our website. This